Synergy Autism Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Synergy Autism Podcast. This is another one of my mini podcasts, and today I'm going to be talking about how to have connected conversations with teens. So here I'm going to list six keys to connected conversations with teenagers. Teens with and without autism can be tricky to talk with sometimes, but there are some basic tenets to keep in mind that should make conversations not only more relaxed, but more connected and two directions from both of you. So first and foremost, number one, calm your own system first. If you don't do this, you will set yourself up for failure before you even start. If your teen struggles with regulation, they will be borrowing your calm or borrowing your stress. Number two, be sure to figure out how you can have a seated conversation. So sit down is number two. Our bodies are more likely to go into fight, flight, or freeze mode, or feign, as we now are identifying, when we're standing and then when we are sitting. And the awesome byproduct of sitting down is that you are much less likely to put your teen's system into that fight, flight, or freeze if you're seated. So this is because you're visually less of a threat. So number three, ensure a visual conversation. Or use a simple pad of paper to write key points about your conversation. If you're wanting to have a conversation about sleep habits, for example, write the word sleep on a blank piece of paper between you. This may feel awkward at first, but if you and your teen's mind and attention wander at all, this will help bring you back to your shared topic. And by writing down simple words or using stick figures as you talk, you can reference it later for your shared decisions or shared thinking. The next one, number four, make statements rather than judgments. It is so easy for us to go down the path of frustration or stating what you think is the problem by saying something like, "You never brush your teeth," or "Your music is too loud." But consider making statements that start with the word I first and dive further into the issue at hand than the surface. For example, you might say, "I am worried about you getting cavities," or "I'm having a hard time hearing you or thinking when the music is at that volume." This invites your teen in versus fronting with them fronting, like them, you know, getting defensive right away. Statements can guide the why behind the request. So this is our goal. We want them to understand the why, not just be compliant. They may have brushed your teeth and done it just because they were being compliant before. But now we must shift to the why it is important to brush your teeth, or you will have an adult who either does it out of sheer compliance, which is rare, or out of understanding its importance, which is longer term. So the next one, this is number five, is get out of fix mode. So this is where I want you to listen without solving. What this also means is that you allow your teen to make a statement and you simply validate it. You don't jump to what they should do or not do as a result. If the teen says that they are anxious, you might say something like, "I'm sorry to hear that." If they say, "I hate school," you might follow with, "I hear you. You really think school is awful." We all have a strong need to be heard, and if we aren't feeling heard, we might fight to be heard. Think about how it feels to be told to calm down, quote unquote, when you're anxious or upset. Doesn't feel so good, and it's not usually very productive. So don't do it to your teen. And the last one, number six, is slow down and allow processing time. These are very closely connected. We tend to want to fix, and that means trying to get quickly to an answer or a solution. but this rarely works with teens. We have to slow down and guide the processing now, as compliance-based teaching and guiding shouldn't be our focus anymore. They need to learn to think for themselves for the long haul, starting now. Teens and all of us all process at very different rates, and we know that autists may have a harder time shifting their attention from one thing to another versus it having to do anything with processing ability. So it might be a processing time issue, not a processing ability issue. It may just be a matter of timing. So make a statement and sit with it. Wait. Do not chime in to fill that awkward silence. Allow the time and the thinking to sprout and grow. Overfeeding or overwatering a plant will stunt its growth just as much as overtalking will stunt a teen's thinking. In fact, a good rule of thumb is to try to only talk as much as they do. If you're finding yourself doing all of the thinking, chances are, I said that wrong. Let me try that again. If you're finding yourself doing all of the talking, chances are that you are doing all of the thinking too. So I just want to say that again because I kind of messed that up. If you find yourself that you're doing all the talking and your child or your teen is mostly quiet, then guess what? You're doing all the work. You're doing all the work to think. If they aren't saying much, you shouldn't either. It may take several rounds of being fairly quiet together, even silently sharing space before your teen feels comfortable enough to share what is on their mind. The only exception here is that if you have a teen who has a favorite topic that they love to share about, they may share that topic again and again with you, simply learning to listen, validate, and slow down before then they trust that they can talk about other subjects too. It may take a couple weeks of you doing this every day. And then they'll shift. They'll start sharing more. But be willing to keep going, keep listening, keep allowing their trust in you and your own thinking, in their own thinking, to grow and flourish. This may take time. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Synergy Autism Podcast, my mini series. These shorter podcasts come out each week for the entire year of 2021. And if you like what you learn here, I'd love for you to purchase my new book coming out this summer titled Seeing Autism, Connections Through Understanding. I wish you calm, collected, and connected conversations with a teen or teens in your life. Till next time.
Synergy Autism Podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Synergy Autism Podcast, where we bring research, information, and people together to best understand and love those with autism, also known as autistic individuals. Check out my website for lots of additional links, like my Facebook account, Instagram account, blogs that I have written, videos, and even courses that are both free and some that I have labored with some wonderful colleagues to produce just for you. And contact me with questions and ideas for future podcasts. I'm here. I'm listening. Till next time.